Hello, everyone. This is Burt Middleton, the gout killer. And it is 12 o'clock straight up noon here in Denver, Colorado. A very cold Denver, Colorado. It was 8 below when I got up this morning. But today we are going to be talking about something that got started in the conversation last Thursday, and that is earthing. And kind of how that might apply directly to gout. But a few people kind of showed up a little bit later on the phone call last time, so I just wanted to talk about a couple of things to give everybody a little bit more time. For one thing, I put a notice out there on Facebook and on Twitter about the Google Hangout that is going to be happening next Thursday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And somehow I put it on that it was happening today. So I hope that's not throwing you off. But there's that. And the other thing that I wanted to just talk about a little bit was that I am doing these phone calls. The idea was just to bring up a topic that somehow relates to gout, somehow can be helpful to gout, and talk about it for 3 minutes, 5 minutes maybe, and then just sort of open up the phone so that everybody else can talk about what they think about that topic or anything that's going on in terms of what they're struggling with as far as gout goes. So that's kind of the whole idea here. So I want to thank everybody that's on the call today, and I want to thank anybody who actually listens to this later on, because I post the audio to this on thegoutkiller.com under the tab Goutkiller TV if you want to go there and check out what got talked about if you missed the call. But anyway, we're going to get rolling here on the idea of earthing or gout. And
hey,
who's on now?
Hey, this is David.
David Freund?
David Freund, Oceanside, yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, David. I'm glad you're on the call because I'm sure as you've seen, I'm going to be talking about earthing, which you got the whole idea rolling last week. And I did a little bit of just digging around about it, and I wanted to, first of all, thank you for bringing it up, because there's a really important point. And the other part of it is that I just kind of was thinking in terms of earthing more after our conversation last week, and it's just pretty interesting how the earth itself is electric. There are electrical currents that run through the earth, and we are electrical beings, and somehow we need to work with that and take advantage of that electrical current that's going on in the earth. And what I found particularly interesting about it is that there are all of these negative, all of these electrons, these free electrons, that for the uninitiated, free electrons are a very cool thing, because free electrons are actually antioxidants. And just for the sake of clarifying, I mean, everybody seems to be familiar with the term free radicals and antioxidants, but nobody really knows what they are. And they're pretty simply, free radicals are an atom that has lost an electron and now it's gone radical. And antioxidants are atoms that have an extra electron that acts as a donor to that free radical, and it neutralizes it. It's pretty simple in that way. And so the idea being that we try to take advantage of so many different kinds of antioxidant foods, and there are so many other antioxidant supplement-type things. I know, David, you've talked about the 7.2 products. I actually promote a water ionizer, which is the UltraStream, and the UltraStream produces free electrons in the process of ionizing water. And so this whole concept of getting the free radical activity and free radical damage neutralized by free electrons really fits in with the idea of taking advantage of what is free from the Earth.
And so
I just made a few notes here about this whole thing that I wanted to just throw out there for everybody that's on the call. And what was really particularly fascinating about how this whole earthing thing got going several years ago, maybe 20 years ago now, was by a guy named Clint Ober, who was a retired cable guy. And it was just so interesting reading a little bit more about how he came about all of this and kind of got the ball rolling, in that he was delivering high-end electronics through cable, you know, good clear TV pictures, and he started to realize that unless the system was grounded, then they didn't get the kind of clear picture that they wanted. And so that got him thinking about how we as human beings interact with the Earth and how electrical systems have to be grounded, and what about us as human beings? We've, in one way after another, have figured out how to separate ourselves from nature, not only by keeping ourselves ungrounded with the shoes that we wear, but also with just the different kinds of foods that we eat and what we do to our foods and so many other things. So that was just a particularly interesting part of what was going on with how earthing got started and the very real very real benefit of taking advantage of the free antioxidants, those free electrons from the earth, just by taking off our shoes and going and walking around on the earth's surface and changing our electromagnetic field. And just to kind of finish up this whole little diatribe on all of that, it was interesting that there have been several kind of studies that are being done, and there have been more studies that have been done in Poland about all of this, but they've really found that there is a big connection with free radical damage and how well or how much we struggle with different kinds of inflammation, particularly the inflammation of arthritis, of course, which gout is part of. And when we are more grounded and take advantage of that, those free electrons by, you know, walking around barefooted on the earth or laying down on the ground or sleeping on the ground, they've found in these studies that there is a lot of effect to bringing down inflammation. So, of course, since everybody on the call is all about bringing down inflammation, especially when it has to do with gout, I want to thank you one more time, David, for bringing up this whole concept of earthing, because it seems like something that people with gout ought to know about and ought to know more about and ought to think more about. So that's how it got to be this week's topic. So
I'm absolutely in agreement. Yes, absolutely in agreement. Everybody, not only gout victims, but everybody needs to be grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that grounding is just another added tool to our defense, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you said last week how long you've been doing this, David, but can you tell us again?
Gosh, I've only been doing it since last May, you know, and it's not like you can ground yourself for 10, 15 minutes and you're free radicalized, so to speak, but the longer you, the more you ground yourself, the more you're going to get rid of those free radicals. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's taken us, you know, I'm 63 years old, and it's taken me a lot of years to destroy my body, and it's not going to heal overnight just by grounding a couple of days, you know? So the longer we ground, the more we're connected to the earth in many different ways. There's different ways you can connect to the earth by using something that's just a conduit between yourself and the earth, like a grounding pad when you're sitting on the computer. You're being grounded as you're working on a computer. And as you're working on a computer, as you're grounded, all the EMFs and the EMRs are completely neutralized and shielded because the grounding electrical currents that we have through the earth. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Isn't it, Bert?
Yes. Yes, and it's so interesting that you bring up the EMRs and the EMFs because of this whole conversation. That got me thinking about, I think I'm going to do a little more research, and I've talked about it a little bit here and there about, you know, what are the electromagnetic radiation from our cell phones and all these electronic gadgets, what is it doing to our bodies? How might it be resulting in gout? And so I'm going to do a little bit more research about that, and I think that's going to be next week's topic.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm all about that. I mean, there's so much to know. It's crazy. I mean, the funny thing is just the government and the powers that be, you know, they say, oh, don't worry about it. You know, the telecommunication industry, they're trying to keep it quiet. It's just like asbestos. Oh, that's no problem. Don't worry about it. And then cigarettes. Oh, no problem. Don't worry about it. And then aspartame. Oh, don't worry about it. And then GMOs. Oh, don't worry about it. And now it's like EMFs and EMRs. Oh, don't worry about it. Well, crap, I'm worrying about it, so I want to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here we are having this phone call. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm on my cell phone. I mean, I've got a headset on, but, you know, I'm not so sure that helps. And
yeah,
I'm
on my cell phone and a Bluetooth, but I have some shielding product that helps that a lot. But anyway, that's another subject.
Well, you'll have to come back on next week and tell us more about those products.
Sure.
You know, when we kind of dig into that. But, it's just kind of crazy. We sit in front of our TVs. I'm sitting here in front of my computer monitors. We've got our phones in our hands. We are energetic beings. We are electrical beings. What is it actually doing to us long term? I mean, maybe the effects are not going to be known for another 20 years, kind of like GMOs.
Yep. The cool thing is, as long as you're actually grounded while you're using those devices, the EMFs and EMRs just kind of like pass through you or go around you, or you're shielded and you're not affected by them. It blows me away, actually.
Wow. Well, it's an area that I really know little to nothing about. And, it's something that, it's kind of coming up on the radar screen here. You know, I think we're all going to find out as time goes on. And it's interesting, too, to think about how might this be affecting us? And, you know, we have wireless internet going on everywhere and cell phones going, and radio waves and everything. What is it doing to unborn babies? What is it doing to little children? What is happening to them?
It's completely destroying their DNA. My wife is a midwife. She delivers babies. And I'm around pregnant women all the time. And, you know, I just try to educate them and say, hey, you got to protect your fetus, man. That thing is just developing and so vulnerable to DNA destruction because of all this EMF and EMRs all over the place. Anyway, I could get on a bandwagon about that, but
well, you know, as far as getting on a bandwagon about it, that's pretty good. You know, I just want to take a quick minute to see, is there anyone else that wants to sort of chime in about the idea of the EMFs, EMRs, about earthing, about anything else that this is bringing up in relationship to gout?
Oh, I can't believe you're a lone wolf. Come on, guys.
Some people just kind of don't want to jump in, but that's okay. The whole idea is that people can listen in, and, you know, I'm recording these and putting them up on the GoutKiller.com for, you know, people to listen to later. So if anybody needs to or wants to listen to it later, then, you know, they can go back and reference this. But you know, what's interesting to me as you were, you know, as the conversation sort of moves to, like, what are the EMFs, what's going on with this whole electrical field of our bodies, especially with the bodies of, you know, little children or unborn children, it's just kind of interesting to me in relationship to gout, how there is such a connection to diabetes and the foods that we eat, and how diabetes, you know, used to be the adult onset diabetes, and now we have type 2 diabetes, and now, you know, it's even being called childhood diabetes. And what is odd is I'm starting to see over the last few years of doing this whole gout killer thing is that the age of people getting gout is getting younger and younger and younger and younger, to the point where I'm talking to people that have had gout for 10 years and they're only 28, or 17-year-old people calling me up or emailing me talking about having gout. So could the whole thing of gout not, I mean, the one thing that I really like to try to point out to people is that food is definitely a very big deal in relationship to why we do or why we don't get gout. But, you know, there's more to it than that. You know, what are we breathing? What are, you know, what are the different things that are going on in our world that are messing up the way that our bodies work at a fundamental level? And, you know, this whole electromagnetic frequency and the way our bodies work on an electrochemical level really need to be more well explored. So
that's correct. Yeah. On another note too, Bert, besides the diabetes, autism is a pretty big player these days. You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, aspartame, chlorine, EMF, EMRs, and ultrasounds, you know, for the fetus, and also just by being disconnected to the earth. So there's a lot of reasons why all this dis-ease is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. Well, you know, I'm going to kind of give it one more try here. If anybody wants to chime in or speak up about anything and all about gout, please jump in. And otherwise, you know, David, if you have more that you wanted to say on this call, otherwise, I'm probably going to kind of wrap it up, and I just have a couple of announcements of some things I've got going on that I wanted to make sure everybody knew about. But anything more, David?
Well, not too much. It's just that you got to do your own research. You know, you've got to want it bad enough to be healthy. You got to bypass all the BS, and, you know, there's a lot of crap on the internet, but if you Google grounding, you're not going to find too much controversy. It's relatively new. It's actually Clint Oberg started this about 14 years ago, and for the past 10 and 12 years, that's been the only time of research. And all the documents that are coming out now after this 10 years are pretty amazing. So you can just Google grounding, Google earthing, and watch all the all the interviews. You know, Dr. Mercola, he interviews a bunch of the big wigs, you know, the Clint Ober and Dr. Stephen Sinatra and James L. Oshman. There's a lot of experts when it comes to energy medicine. But anyway, that's it. Just do your own research and get ready to take a ride, because grounding will lift you up.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I just wanted to let everybody know again that I do this call every Thursday now at noon Mountain Time. And so I'm just looking for more and more participation. Again, thank you, David, for bringing up the whole idea of earthing. And I hope that will spark some other topics of conversation in and around gout in the coming weeks and months. And also, I'm doing a Google Hangout at 2 o'clock Mountain Time every other Thursday, and it won't be this Thursday, it will be next Thursday. And we're going to talk more about gout and diabetes and high fructose corn syrup. So you can tune into that Google Hangout on my page on thegoutkiller.com, which is, the tab is Gout Killer TV. But also, for anyone who's on that is in the Denver area, I'm doing a free gout-specific seminar that I'm calling Don't Get Gout This Holiday Season, and it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday the 20th at the Natural Grocers at Colorado and Evans. And you can find out the details about that on that Gout Killer TV page as well. So I want to thank everybody for being on the call, and thank you again, David. And I look forward to talking to everybody again next week. Thank you.
All right, you're most welcome, and we'll see you next time.
See you, David.
All right. Oh, bummer. Hello? I'm still on.